dancing inside the doorway.
Thursday, January the 31st, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. Never underestimate the power of the plunge protection team. Man, is it amazing what these guys can do. You have to stand back and give them a hand. Last night after the market closed, it was announced by S&P and Fitch Rating Services that a whole bunch of bond insurers were being downgraded from AAA to AA. Needless to say that the Asian and European markets didn't take that news too well, and at 3 a.m. this morning, Dow futures were indicating the Dow to open down 200 points. When the dust settled at the end of the day, the Dow had moved 300 points, 100 points to the downside and 200 points to the upside. Dow closed up 207 points at 12,650. NASDAQ, which obviously it's not going to show these kind of returns tomorrow, up 40 to close at 2,389. That's because Google missed estimates by a penny, which was bad news for Google. S&P 500 up 22 at 1,378. All in all, the Dow and the NASDAQ ended the month of January the worst in 17 years. In the metals complex, there was a lot of anticipation today whether or not the Wall Street Journal article, "Where's My Gold?" would have an impact on the gold market. And amazingly, on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, they had a positive gold article. I almost fell off my chair. Gold closed up $2 in New York at $9.24. Silver stuck its head over $17 today, had a high actually of $17.06, ended the day up 17 cents at $16.92. Platinum, once again in uncharted territory, up $46 at $1,736. I guess the lights are not coming on anytime soon in South Africa. Palladium, flat at $3.90. Currently in Asian trading, gold up 90 cents at $9.24.90, silver off a penny. Platinum, palladium, flat. Oil was down $2 at one point today, closed down 49 cents to end at 91.26, and the U.S. dollar, weaker by 10 basis points, at 75.18. When we return, special guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we will talk about the Gatta article and advertisement that appeared today in the Wall Street Journal. And because he's such a learned gentleman, I'm sure we'll also digress into a whole lot of other issues when we return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Thursday, Robbie Noel with you, and we are joined online by Dr. Jerome Kersey, who caused quite a stir amongst the gold bug community with his article in WorldNet Daily entitled "Half of the Gold in the Central Banks is Gone," and this has been a topic of discussion and has been for many years. Leading that effort, no doubt, has been the Gold Antitrust Committee. And today in the Wall Street Journal, they had a full-page ad entitled, "Where's My Gold?" And what amazed me even more was the Wall Street Journal actually had a very friendly article on the front page entitled, "Investors Rush to Gold." So it's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Jerome Kersey. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Robbie. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for stirring the pot.
It did it, didn't it? I'll tell you. What drew my attention to the Gold Antitrust Committee, Action Committee, or GATA, Robbie, was when they got the article accepted by the journal. I began writing about it last week and early this week before the article appeared, because I called up the Wall Street Journal to confirm it. And when I spoke with one of their marketing representatives, whose name was Yovanka Walner in Wall Street, she confirmed that the Wall Street Journal not only was going to publish the ad, which they did today, but of course that the Wall Street Journal lawyers had reviewed the ad and approved it. Because, as you know, Robbie, I mean, even though the Gold Antitrust Action Committee was spending $264,000 to get that full-page color ad printed today, a $250,000 for that ad to appear one day, The Wall Street Journal wouldn't have even taken that amount of money had they thought the ad was came from a kook source or had claims that were unjustified or libelous or wrong. So that they got the ad printed meant that Gatta was going across a pretty big threshold. And that's what impressed me to catch on to the story, because as you know, Gatta's main claim, and Bill Murphy, the chairman of Gatta, expressed it, I quoted him in WorldNet Daily, was that for decades now, the central banks of the world, including the Federal Reserve, have been essentially selling gold to suppress the price of gold and to prop up the value of their fiat currency, which is a very strong charge to make. And, investigating that charge was where I came up with the second article, which is that on the basis of the leases, the bullion banks,
right,
working out lease deals where they lease the banks gold from the central banks and then sell it out into the commercial market to commercial users who want to make jewelry or watches or computer parts or whatever, the leased gold means that half of the gold in the world's central banks is gone. It's leased out, not there anymore. Got little IOU slips that say the gold is going to return. And I think that's a pretty shocking story. It certainly is for the majority of, our readers in WorldNet Daily and the American public who know nothing about gold leasing or have no suspicion that half of the gold that we think is our U.S. gold reserve is gone.
This brings up many, and a lot of people don't understand how the gold leasing situation works. And as you explained, at some point in time, whoever they leased the gold to has to return the gold to conclude the contract.
Right. In fact, let's step through it so people can get a handle on what's going on. That what they do is the gold bullion, there's a London Gold Bullion Exchange, and there's about 100 gold bullion banks that are traders or market makers with the London Exchange. They're listed on the London Exchange website. And they include some of the biggest banks. J.P. Morgan has a bullion bank. Citibank has a bullion bank. There are bullion banks in Europe. And the bullion banks make a contract with the European Central Bank, and they say, we'll lease so many tons of gold or so many pounds of gold, whatever. And that gold then, under the lease, is shipped from that Central Bank of Europe. And the bullion bank and the gold exchange sells it to some commercial user. And the lease contract specifies, and of course that depresses the price of gold, because now the demand for commercial use of gold is being met by the gold in the central bank treasuries, which relieves some of the strain on the new supply coming onto the market of new gold being mined, and reduces the price, which is one of the major objectives of this whole scheme. And the agreement is made that the gold that's leased is going to come back. The person purchasing it agrees to make the contract whole, as you say, and the bullion bank, they endorse that there's going to be a return of the gold under the lease, but the promise is that's an IOU. The cows are out of the barn. Now you got to round them up and get them back in. And with gold increasing in price, it's not sure how much delivery is going to be made, even on future contracts that are supposed to lock in the certain delivery of a quantity of gold at a specified future price sometime in the future. You face the issues, what happens if those contracts don't get fulfilled? What happens if the gold just doesn't come back? What are your controls or your sanctions, or how would you police that situation? The gold is gone. And, that's the thing I think that's shocking for a lot of people, is the gold is gone.
Yeah, because they will never make good on those contracts, because if you look back into the 90s, when obviously this gained a foothold thanks to Robert Rubin when he became Treasury Secretary, and we don't even know if he was also manipulating not only the gold supply, but manipulating I get old sometimes and I forget the name of it. the funds within the government that only Treasury and the President can sign off on. It'll come to me in a second. But the point is this was all happening when gold was around $400 or $500 an ounce.
Correct.
So if you were leasing this gold, in other words, whoever was leasing the gold was selling the gold at 500 to invest it in whatever, U.S. Treasuries or just like the yen carry trade, they would then have to buy gold back today at $925.
That's right.
Which means not only has the exposure doubled, but the probability, as you point out, is very remote that any of this gold is ever going to come back again.
That's right. Even if you bought a futures contract, what happens, you know, which specifies your right to buy gold in the future to return it at a specified price, what happens if the party you made the futures contract with doesn't deliver? What do you do? I mean, these are contingencies in a market where the commodity price is going up dramatically. And when the leases have to be honored, there's going to be losses taken one way or the other, because the gold is going to be returned, if it's ever returned, at a much higher price than it was let out at. So somebody's got to pay that differential or make up that differential or take the loss somewhere along the line. And whenever that's the case, I think it reduces the likelihood that the gold will ever return.
Now, you point out in your article there was obviously what got Gatter's attention, and I'm sure most probably got the attention of the lawyers at Wall Street Journal, was the change in language that U.S. Treasury has now adopted when it refers to the U.S. gold supply.
That's correct, and I validated this with one of the counsel, the legal counsel at Treasury, a guy named Delmar. He and I exchanged emails, and it was very clear that, in the Treasury accounting audits that are done, audited by KPMG, one of the larger auditing firms in the world, the journal entry is for U.S. gold reserves or custodial gold with a parenthesis, you know, including swaps. Now that means a lot of things. It means that the gold may be not there, because under the IMF rules and a lease, the gold does actually leave the central bank and go to the buyer, the gold exchange, commercial user. But the central bank is allowed to still double entry that gold and say, well, it's still here, because the lease is a notational ownership certificate that says the gold is still on the reserves, even though it's physically gone. And also, the gold may be custodial. Maybe it's being held for somebody else. Or swapped. You know, we can swap gold with, say, the Central Bank of Europe, and then maybe we lease out the gold from the Central Bank of Europe instead of leasing out our gold. And none of these contracts, Robbie, that are made with the bullion banks are public contracts. None of it's transparent. You can't read these contracts. So you can't go back and trace how much the central bank of any country, including the Federal Reserve, is actually leased out. It could easily be half of what was supposed to be there.
We're speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi from World Net Daily, talking about Where's My Gold? And we'll take a short break. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down.
Welcome back to the Flip Side. We are speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily, talking about something we've on the show talked about many times before and spoken about it for many, many years. Some very notable people have written extensively about it. One that comes to mind, were you aware of Ferdinand Lips?
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, he wrote the book Gold Wars,
right?
Where he illustrated exactly what you are illustrating, and I have to quote Bill Murphy here, because this is the fact of life as we've been talking about, that once these contracts have to be fulfilled, he says, when it's widely understood how central banks have been suppressing gold, its price may rise to $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce, and that's a fact.
That's right. And the problem is that most people don't realize that the central banks are selling gold out of the reserves, and they're doing it to manipulate the price of gold. That gold would be, as William Murphy points out, much higher, $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce, if the price of gold as a commodity reflected the demand for gold. But when the central banks can just say, look, we'll take our gold and lease it out, and make a profit on leasing it out. I mean, this happened, Robbie, when up until the Nixon administration, there was some gold backing behind the dollar. And then when Nixon decoupled it, so the gold was not backed by the dollar, it was just totally fiat currency. Well, I think then the Federal Reserve and the Treasury realized well, we don't have to keep this gold sitting here. Now, for the American people say, well, wait a minute, that's our national treasury. That's a U.S. reserve that belongs to the people. And for the Federal Reserve, which is not a part of the government, I mean, I continue to remind people the Federal Reserve is no more a government bank than Federal Express is the government delivery system. I mean, the Federal Reserve is a private banking system, just like Federal Express is a private company. And we're allowing the Fed, private company, to manipulate the U.S. gold reserve for a profit to the Fed, which then also props up the price of this fiat money, which the Fed, a private bank, gets paid to issue. Because we go in debt every time the Fed issues money. We're basically selling treasury securities and treasury bonds, again using the full faith and credit of the United States, the people, in order to pay debt on the money that the Fed is issuing. So it's basically a racket that the Fed has running, which is to the benefit of the private bank, the Federal Reserve, and its shareholders, which are a group of banks and private citizens.
Sure. As the ad copy reads in the ad today, the objective of this manipulation is to conceal the mismanagement of the U.S. dollar so that it might retain its function as the world's reserve currency.
That's right. And, Robbie, as I was preparing to write this piece, Bill Murphy sent me the same kind of documentation that the Gold Antitrust Action Committee sent to the lawyers of the Wall Street Journal. And every single one of the statements, every single one of the quotations in that ad, they had to back up and show exactly where it was, prove that it was a true quotation, and document it. So when the, you know, the ad quotes, for instance, the Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, who told Congress on July 24th, 1998, that the central banks stand ready to lease gold in increasing quantities should the price rise, which is really an admission by Greenspan that the Fed was selling or leasing gold, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee had to go reference that and show to the lawyers, the Wall Street Journal, the source of the document from which the quote was taken. So it had to be a fully documented ad before the Wall Street Journal would publish it. I think that gave it great credibility. I mean, the Wall Street Journal wouldn't take $250,000 if they thought the ad contained lies.
What kind of feedback have you got today?
Well, I've been gotten tremendous feedback. I think the first major reaction we get at WorldNet Daily, and of course, we're a very large news source. We have something like 6 to 8 million distinct readers a month and 50 to 60 million page views on the worldnetdaily.com website every month. So I've been getting inundated with emails, and I've been on nonstop radio shows. Since these articles have appeared, I've been on 4 to 5 hours of radio a day with the tremendous interest in people wanting to talk about and understand what's going on with the gold manipulation. I think it's something that for the common person, they never imagined. Nobody ever imagined that our treasury would ship half the gold out on gold leases. Everybody thought it was still there in Fort Knox, safe and sound.
Well, yeah, we may relive that 70s thing all over again when people start demanding, we want to go to Fort Knox and see our gold. We're speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, "I don't mind if you kick me." Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Welcome back to the flip side. We speak with Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can find his article on WorldNet Daily. You write on a weekly basis, or whenever the mood strikes you.
Order, and I'm writing pretty consistently. I don't always write every day, but I write almost every day. And I'm reporting on a number of subjects. I report a lot on economics. And I report on issues such as illegal immigration. I report on international issues such as including Iran and Iraq. So I have a wide range of subjects that I report on. My background, I have a PhD in Harvard from in political science. And I also took a great deal of economics. For 25 years, I was in financial services. I had securities licenses and created broker-dealers for banks to be able to sell mutual funds and securities and annuities products to their retail customers.
Well, let me ask you this question, because this one begs asking. That you got your PhD at Harvard. Did you, because this whole concept of gold as a barbaric metal was something that was and is something that has been pushed into the heads of these institutes of higher learning, into the youth of America, which is basically the philosophy of John Maynard Keynes. This is the Keynesian philosophy of a view of gold.
Well, yes, I think, you know, the economists at Harvard, when I was there, and of course I was there in 1972, I got my PhD in 1972, and the economists were at that time moving away from wanting to use gold as a backing of the currency in any way. They didn't want a gold-backed dollar. They were arguing that you could, you know, eliminate the backing of gold, and a fiat currency could be more flexible to increase the money supply and expand commerce and international trade. Now, the counter to that argument was all of the problems of inflation and a managed, manipulated currency that we've had since Nixon, and all of the difficulties you have with the fiat currency. The fiat currency is open to manipulation. And right now, the currency, I think, has been manipulated so that it's near crashing. I mean, the artificial 1%, you know, interest rates that Greenspan had in 2003 and 2004, I think the Fed knew were encouraging wildly speculative lending in the housing market, including even unscrupulous lending, fraudulent lending. And the Fed did nothing about it. They wanted to stimulate the economy, and President Bush was out there touting an ownership society. But the premises were wrong, and I think the Fed should have known it, because the money policy was so loose that it encouraged people who had no credit whatsoever be told, well, you can take this house under an interest-only loan, because, you know, you'll never have to pay the higher adjusted mortgage when the mortgage goes up, because you'll be able to sell the house and make $100,000. Well, that's fine when the price of real estate's only going up. When the price of real estate starts going down, as it has across the country, people are stuck with increasing adjustable rate mortgages they can't afford to pay, and homes where they can't sell them at a price that's sufficient to pay off the mortgage. They're forced to take a loss when the house is sold. So these houses become underwater, and they end up being foreclosed. And in that kind of a collapsing situation, what we have is, you know, not just a mortgage crisis, but it's an asset crisis, both for the assets for the homeowners that are lost and the packaging of those mortgages into collateralized loan obligations and the billions of dollars that are then held by banks in their asset portfolios. And when the homes start foreclosing, the underlying assets of these collateralized mortgage obligations fail. Collateralized mortgage obligations themselves, marked to market, are either worthless or worth maybe 30 cents on the dollar, and that's causing the crisis in bank assets and reserves that we have going on right now. So it perpetuates and, you know, creates a very severe crisis, but it was manipulated. The Fed, you know, should have easily realized. The Fed knew the expansion of the money supply that was going on. Federal Reserve even quit publishing M3, which is the statistic, the most expansive statistic and definition of the money supply. And the statistics I've seen by economists and econometricians who have recreated M3 have argued that the money supply in the last few years has been expanding at a historically unprecedented rate of 13 to 15%, which essentially means we're just printing money. We're printing a lot of it. And that's not a way to run a stable society, but in a fiat currency that has no necessary attachment to gold or any other fixed commodity as a base, there's really no limitation except political on how much currency is printed.
Yeah, that's the Zimbabwean economic theory.
Right.
Yeah, I had to throw that in.
Well, that's okay. You're titled.
What do you make of the action that we've seen over the last 2 weeks? I mean, anybody that pays even the slightest attention to financial news has to be perplexed and bewildered, not only by the by the rate cuts by the Fed, but obviously these disasters that we miraculously seem to avoid, yesterday being a case in point when S&P announced it was, I don't know whether the official statement was they were contemplating downgrading the bond issuers. I know Fitch downgraded one. What do you make of what's transpired in the last week?
Well, it's been remarkable. I mean, it's been an unprecedented set of events. First of all, with the Federal Reserve lowering rates 125 basis points in less than 8 days, and rates are now down, Fed fund rates are down to 3%. I mean, that's almost a panic move by the Fed in an attempt to stimulate the economy. But again, it's not the crisis we're in is not a liquidity crisis. Just pouring more money in at this point doesn't solve the problem. Fed could put rates at zero, and I'm not sure it would stimulate the economy. Because now that this house of cards has crashed on the credit side in terms of bank mortgages, and it's extended also to a commercial paper and a lot of other types of lending, including also credit cards and consumer credits of various kinds as well, the lenders are going to be hesitant to make loans. So even if the money's available very cheaply, it's going to be much more difficult to get a loan anyway. And then secondly, you know, the asset crisis persists. Just putting out more money through Fed funds at cheap rates, or opening the discount window at favorable terms, banks can't solve their asset problem by borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. That money has to be repaid. The banks have to are now in the process of hunting around the world to sell equity in order to get capital to continue operating. That's a very severe crisis. Also, the idea of this one-time stimulus, this tax refund, I'm sure Americans are going to be happy to get a check, but, you know, if it ever comes, one-time check is not going to solve the problem. When the Bush administration sends people their tax refund checks, they're not going to send back the 3 million manufacturing jobs that under these, you know, free trade agreements that are really not fair trade agreements, and they're not classical free trade agreements, they're one-sided in favor of countries like China, who subsidize their currencies and use slaves to produce their goods, allow their manufacturing firms to destroy the environment, and then ship out defective goods like paint on toys and poison food. I mean, that kind of a trading partner is going to be one-sided advantages, and the jobs, Ross Perot's right, the jobs are getting vacuum cleaned and sucked out of the United States, going to China. So a one-time check on a tax rebate is not going to help someone in Michigan whose, you know, automobile manufacturing job has just been transferred to China. And that's the problem. We're this kind of a globalism crisis. This is the first globalist-induced economic crisis that we've had. And I don't think it's going to be solved easily or with, you know, moves that simply address trying to stimulate the U.S. economy. The U.S. consumer didn't spend over Christmas, the worst Christmas season in 40 years, not because the consumer didn't want to spend, but because with the jobs being lost, you know, lower jobs being competed for by illegal immigrants or being imported from Mexico to undercut labor markets and lower skilled jobs, the multinational corporations and the U.S. corporations are running a global race to the bottom for wages. Well, certainly that's going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg and stop U.S. consumption. And U.S. consumption has been the engine that's fueled global growth. Without strong U.S. consumption, we are going to have a very severe worldwide recession, which I think we're well along the way into.
Let me make a clumsy segue here. Did you watch the State of the Union speech?
Yes, I did.
Did the hairs on the back of your neck rise when the president announced to the chairs of both sides of the aisle, because they both got up and cheered enthusiastically, when he mentioned New Orleans, because he never mentioned it in the last State of the Union address, he got a lot of heat for that.
Right.
But in where he mentioned the meeting coming up in April between Canada, Mexico, and the United States in the New Orleans Convention Center.
Yes, I thought I was outraged because for a number of reasons. One, you know, I was at the Montebello, Quebec, third summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting of North America in August this past year in 2007. And what President Bush was announcing was the fourth annual Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America meeting. But yet he very cleverly didn't use the proper terminology. He avoided saying Security and Prosperity Partnership. I guess with all the criticism that we've given George Bush, that that's a move towards creating a European Union-style North American Union, we've made the term Security and Prosperity Partnership radioactive, and Bush wants to recast or rename the conference so people will hopefully not notice that it's a continuation of the same thing. And I thought that was duplicitous. And also, as I was affronted that here we go, we just had the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a North American meeting in August. Why do we have to have another one in April? So is the work activity of these working groups, the trilateral working groups of the three countries, is it accelerating? I mean, you know, it was very poorly explained. And then to pick New Orleans as the city to hold it in, as if this were somehow going to be a stimulus to New Orleans to hold these few days of a global meeting, I thought it was, again, an insult to New Orleans and an inability to understand that New Orleans, too, is hurt in a global economy where this poor Ninth Ward has no economic way to be reconstituted.
Can you draw a parallel between Where's Our Gold and the North American Union?
Absolutely. I argued in my book, The Late Great USA, about the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. The book became a bestseller last year. It's still selling very strongly in the fourth printing. I argued that in order to advance globalism and to create a North American Union, the Federal Reserve Bank and the multinational corporations would have to engineer a plan to cause the dollar to collapse, because the American people would never give up the U.S. dollar unless it were near worthless. And with the dollar today at, you know, historically low points, at very close to the all-time low of the U.S. dollar index, you know, it's very close to the 74.78 or whatever that was the absolute low. It's only trading around 75 right now. The dollar is now very close to $1.50 to the euro. It closed today about a little over $1.48. These are historic lows. And as the dollar continues to weaken, I'm seeing more and more requests coming out of Canada, because Canada is very dependent on exports to the United States. Some 80% of all Canadian exports coming to the United States, and the Canadian, you know, financiers, the owners of these multinational corporations exporting to the U.S. do not like the stronger Canadian dollar hurting their exports. They're already asking for a common currency between the United States and Canada. They don't want the loonie anymore if the loonie is going to be stronger than the dollar and hurt their exports. So this move towards creating, I think, a North American common market and a North American currency to counterbalance Europe will become stronger as we move down this path of a weak dollar in what's really, I think, stagflation. I think we're back into a 1970s-like phenomenon of stagflation. We're going to have inflation while the economy is stagnant. All you have to do is take a look at food prices and gasoline prices, which now can no longer be excluded from the definition of core inflation because these increases have become permanent.
Sure. Well, that's represented by the GDP in the fourth quarter.
No question. GDP in the fourth quarter finally declared to be 0.6%. And this week also, the International Monetary Fund also issued lower growth estimates for the world. You know, downgraded the expectations for 2008 growth worldwide. And a major subject of this Davos Economic Forum was the globalists were dashed. They were terribly disappointed that they're not going to be able to decouple the rest of the world from a U.S. severe recession, or that the rest of the world in a decoupled fashion won't buoy up the U.S. in a recession. If the U.S. goes into a recession, it's going to once again be a worldwide recession. And that should be obvious. I mean, U.S. consumption is about $9 trillion. India and China together is about $1.3 trillion. Of course they're going to suffer when we suffer.
We're speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily. Take a short break. Be right back. Wrap it all up for this Thursday.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Friday. Look at me. I'm jumping way ahead. It just canceled out and went straight to the weekend. We're speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi from WorldNet Daily. Trudy Rubin is the, she's on the editorial board of the Philadelphia Inquirer. She has just returned from a week in Davos, Switzerland, and she's got an article today in Newsday with the headline entitled, U.S. Loses Its Status as Economic World Power.
Well, I think I was reading George Soros' comments over at Davos. I reported on them in WorldNet Daily when Soros was saying he hoped the economic recession would cause the U.S. to lose economic power to China. And, you know, clearly there's indications of it. The euro is beginning to compete with the dollar as a international reserve currency, and countries including China, which have huge quantities of dollar reserves. China's got 1.4 trillion of U.S. of foreign exchange reserves because of their, you know, balance of trade that's favored China in the trillions of dollars. And 80% of their China's foreign exchange reserves are held in dollar assets. Well, China's going to start moving out of dollar assets, at least reduce the proportion held in dollar assets. The same is going on around the world. Central bankers are going to be, when they see the U.S. dollar decreasing dramatically in value, they're going to be reluctant to hold such a large proportion of their foreign exchange reserves worldwide in dollars. They'll want to diversify and hold some more euros, which are relatively strong according against the dollar. And that's a sign that we're losing some of our ability to be an economic powerhouse. We're also shipping manufacturing out of the United States at an alarming rate. Alan Blinder, whom I saw testify before Congress the other day, he's the Princeton economist, former Fed board member, who urged Clinton to sign NAFTA. Blinder's on record. Now he was in the Wall Street Journal last March as saying we're going to lose 40 million jobs overseas to outsourcing in the next two decades, largely to India and China. Well, these are alarming numbers. And if these numbers happen, the United States will no longer have the middle class we have today, and we will be dramatically reduced even as a consuming nation. But today we're still the largest nation, consuming nation, largest market in the world, and that makes us an economic superpower if nothing else. But we are at a desperate time when our politicians and the economists running Federal Reserve and the Treasury have got to decide that they want to preserve, protect, and defend the U.S. marketplace instead of a global marketplace, or we will certainly slide into being much less than we are today in terms of an economic powerhouse.
Well, certainly. We become a banana republic where there's only two classes of people, the rich and the poor.
Well, especially if we continue to expand the welfare state, and politicians on both sides of the aisle, it's hard to tell the difference between John McCain and Hillary Clinton on many of these issues. I mean, John McCain supported Ted Kennedy's comprehensive immigration reform bill. He says he's had a change of heart, but I'm not sure when I look at his advisors. And if we become a welfare state supporting Mexico's underclass, I fear that we'll lose the U.S. middle class even faster.
Well, we have to end it on that unfortunate note. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it, especially on a day when you did 4 hours of radio.
Robbie, great honor and pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, my friends, take from that what you may. I'll leave you with my favorite line. Buy gold and buy stock. Till tomorrow. Be back.